Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Cammie.
Hey, Cammie.
It's Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Conan. Hi, Sona.
Sorry about Sona. She's a little messed up, but we'll get her here.
Conan,
hold on.
Conan threw a box of tissues at me right before we started.
Not true, Cammie.
Yeah.
Lies, all lies. Mm-hmm.
If only there was someone here who could corroborate either way.
Nope.
If only.
So, Cammie.
I'm going with Sona on this one.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Conan.
Thank you. I already like her.
I'm sorry.
Cammie.
I already like you too, you know.
Cammie. Yeah. I want to start this interview in a professional manner. Okay. It's very nice to meet you, Cammie, and you are coming to us from where? Where are you right now in the world?
Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Beautiful.
Argentina, if I said it in Spanish.
Argentina. Buenos Aires, Argentina. Not bad, right?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Not bad? What's wrong with it? Buenos Aires.
I said not bad. It's superb, Conan.
There you go.
Superb.
Thank you. Now you
best
know.
Best pronunciation I have ever heard. No Argentinian can pull it off.
Tell us what you do, Cammie. What is your profession?
I'm a translator. I translate and I edit.
You're a translator. This is perfect.
I do.
This is perfect. So are you saying that...
How so?
Well, I'm saying that, let's say I'm a man that likes to travel. Let's say I was in Buenos Aires.
Where?
Buenos Aires.
Not familiar.
Buenos Aires, Argentina. Mm. Let's say that I was there. Would you be able to help translate for me?
I would, but we have an issue.
What's that?
I told one of your producers on the pre-interview that I didn't want to meet you because I'd never meet your idol. So.
Oh. Wait a minute. Is this true? Wait, say that again. You don't want to meet me. Why?
Because I said don't meet your idols. So, sorry, buddy.
Because you're just saying you idolize me.
Of course.
Of course. Cammie. Oh, no. Oh
yeah.
My Lord.
What are you doing? As well as Sauna and Matt.
Yeah.
We started strong, and now it just sort of petered out. No, no, no. There's like a Thanksgiving. There's the turkey. Yum, yum. And there's a little
then
yam
there's Christmas
over.
And New Year's.
Yeah,
no, no. Then
I
there's
don't
yam,
turkey,
and then there's,
so.
There's a little bit of a betel nut or something. Listen. So, Cammie.
Conan, I don't eat turkey.
Okay. Wow, we are not getting along. Cammie, allow me to translate.
Yeah, this is hard. I thought it was going to be amazing.
Cammie, let me try and get to the essence of the situation here. You live in Buenos Aires. You work as a translator. You're an actual fan of, you listen to the podcast?
Of course.
Okay, and you say that you don't want to meet me because you don't want to meet one of your idols. I'm very honored that you would say that. I do think that if you met me in person, you'd be an even bigger fan.
I'm sure.
Why you shook your head?
But we're
no.
never gonna know.
Listen, I'm a translator
of human
behavior, and you shook your head yes, and you shook your head no as you said yes. So
you're a man of many hats, I see.
Of many heads?
Hats.
Oh,
many hats.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Now you guys are translating English for me. Fantastic.
Well, maybe my English is bad.
No, your English is terrific. Yeah. Cammie, tell me about your life. Tell me a little bit about your life and if there's any way that I can help you because you say you're a fan and I'd like to help you.
Okay, my life, guys, is boring, very uninteresting, but I try to find the funny in it. In fact, your rant, your and Conan and Sona's rant about Pence at the end of the Shaquille O'Neal's episode, that gives me life.
I'll go listen to that.
The pens. You mean the fact that I need a Pilot precision grip pen?
Just bold. Like,
bold.
Not fine.
Not
it has
fine.
To be bold, not fine, because fine pens are stingy with the ink.
Yes.
These
these are the pens that I keep with me right now. These are the only pens I will use because they are generous with the ink.
Oh, God.
The attitude of the pen is, there's more where that came from. You only live once. Oh, that's how these pens behave. They're not like,
Ink is a valuable resource and must be saved. My precious ink.
That's the fine point, pens. That's how they're behaving. Cammy, are you still a fan, or did I talk you out of it during this conversation?
No, I'm still a fan. Okay. I'm still very much a fan.
But honestly, how much more you got in you?
I think Cammy's a fan.
I think I'm in it for the long run.
Okay.
That's it. Cammy, you say your life's boring. Yes. Why is it boring? What would spice up your life, and how can I help?
Spice up your album, maybe the Spice Girls.
Hey. Okay.
I know. I love a 25-year-old reference. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm 37, so.
That's very young. 37, you're young. You're very attractive. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You should be quite.
Well, very attractive, you know.
No.
Yes, you are.
Yes, very.
Cammy, no. You are a very attractive woman living in Buenos Aires. Yes. You are very desirable. Tell me about your life. Do you have a partner? Do you have anybody in your life
I
right
do
now?
Not have a partner. I'm single. I have friends.
Okay.
But no benefits, just friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm married with no benefits.
Blake.
I'm worried that you're married to a very smart woman.
She's very smart, yes. I love that's a funny idea. But married with no benefits.
Yeah.
Come on, someone let's pitch that to the Fox Network.
I'll do it, Conan. I'll pitch it.
You should probably have a better relationship with American television executives than I do. Cammy, so are you dating? If I'm not being too personal.
I do go on dates. I get so bored, guys.
What? Okay, what's the problem? What is it you're looking for?
Someone who can make fun of themselves.
Uh-huh.
And be funny.
Okay.
Like making fun of themselves.
Yeah. So you like someone who has a self-deprecating sense of humor. What about physically?
Yes.
What are you looking for physically?
Well, I like, this is kind of hypocritical because I'm 5'2", but I like someone taller than 6 feet.
Mm. Oh, okay. So self-deprecating
and tall.
And
I know that me being 5'2", it's kind of, come on, Cammy. You don't need 6 feet.
What are you talking about?
I kind of do.
You need a guy or a woman. I can't assume.
A guy.
Okay.
I date men.
Okay, you date men.
Only men, only older, only single.
Wait, you date only men who are older than you and are, well, of course,
single.
Yeah, that one makes sense, but.
Goes without saying, but
How much older than you do these men have to be?
As much as they can, and it's not creepy.
Well, this is really interesting to me. What's creepy?
There's that old formula.
Creepy.
What is it? If you double, take half your age.
Half your age?
And isn't there, there's a formula, at least popularly here, if someone is two Batmans younger than you.
Two Batmans younger than you?
Oh, that makes sense.
So half of, wait a minute. Half of Cammy's age is 18, more or less?
Yeah, and then you... What?
And then you add like
add
7 or something.
7.
Can you look this up?
Or if we're
the
going
the dating
with...
age rule to determining a socially acceptable age difference in partners goes something like this. Half your age plus 7.
Plus 7.
To define the minimum age of a partner and your age minus 7 times 2.
Okay, I can't follow any of that.
Well, if she's 37, you multiply 37 by 2, add...
Can we just go half?
No, you half
can
it.
We get
you
NASA? Can we get
plus
NASA
7.
On the
I
phone?
I think it's half the deal.
So for her, it would be
18 and a half plus 7.
Okay.
No, but she wants someone older
than
her.
No, she wants someone older than her.
So you have to do it the other way.
Let me just ask, and let's say that my wife was abducted by aliens. Okay?
She wasn't.
Let's say, no. Cammy, please.
I think that's your answer.
Cammy, please.
No,
she was abducted by a happier alternative.
The aliens came to talk to my wife, and she said, "Please take me with you."
Uh-huh.
But listen,
I'm not gonna be the first one after that. No, I'm not gonna.
60 is the answer.
No. What I'm saying,
60 is the answer for her.
So you can't go above 60.
You can't go above 60.
60.
Now, is 60 seem creepy to you?
Oh,
a bit. Yes.
Okay.
You're exactly 60.
I'm exactly 60. I just turned 60 a couple months ago.
You're not creepy, but
But come on, you just said, if you saw me, let's say you didn't know who I was, and you saw me walking down the street, tall, self-deprecating, you can tell because I'm sort of, look at me, I'm not so great. And would you then look at me and go, oh, but it's creepy, he's too old? Be honest.
No, no. I think.
Oh my.
Oh my.
God.
Her voice, her pitch was so high.
Oh my God.
I think she would
Cammy.
Be looking at you and being like, no, what is this person doing in Argentina?
that would be something, yes.
Yeah.
I would try to give you a little some tips not to look so touristy.
Well,
I love that you're just assuming that.
Yeah. But wait, what about my physical appearance? Is my physical appearance, forget what I'm wearing, is my physical appearance touristy?
Yeah, it's giving tourist.
Why? Because
and
I'm
picturing you with one of those bags from the magazine stores in the American airport, like news, whatever.
Duty-free bag.
Oh yeah,
a duty-free bag.
No, not those. The ones that are from the magazine stands. The ones that said like newsstand or whatever in English. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, you idolize me, and yet at the same time you think I'm a creepy old fool.
Do you think you can blend in?
I did not say that. I did not say you're a creepy old
your
fool.
First
no,
fight,
I
you
said...
two.
Look at us, bickering like old marrieds. Cammy, I would like to help you because I think that, as I said, you seem like a very funny, smart, I think you're very beautiful. I think you've got your youth. You've got so much going for you. And I think it's crazy that Cammy has not met the right person yet.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that I would be a good wingman if I was out with you? Do you think
Definitely.
I would help? You think I would help you get dates?
I would like you three to come on dates with me.
Smart.
Or even go on a date without me and just tell me. This guy
no. Pre-date. Pre-screen.
He's a good candidate.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I would love that.
You know what it could be? Like an America's Got Talent or, like The Voice, where we're the three people in the panel.
I don't think we're going to have that many men.
Yes, we will. By the time we get done with this, we're going to have a lineup for you.
Cammy, you need to do a major attitude adjustment because I don't. You're holding a lot of great cards here, Cammy, and I think you should have a very... Is that a skeletal hand that
right
you're wearing
there.
Around your neck?
It's amazing.
Are you wearing a...
I got a person I killed. Well, technically killed them. I mean, come on.
Okay, I just found the problem. Cammy, I think I identified the problem. She's beautiful. She's funny. She has just a great sense of, sense of life and Elan. And she wears a skeleton hand around her neck.
And is maybe a vampire?
I got it gold plated after it was my first kill.
But those are real human bones, you're saying?
No, they're not. They have the shape. It was made by an Argentine sculptress and an Argentine jeweler. Mm.
It's called Argentine.
Argentine, okay. By an Argentine.
That's my favorite sculptures. Thing is to correct.
An Argentine?
Correct a translator who's Argentinian. Sure. I just love that. And Cammy, it's called Cammy. Cammy. Okay?
Cammy. Yeah. Cammy. Yeah. Am I saying it right?
You're getting it. You're slowly getting there. Cammy, paint a picture for me. Let's say I came to Argentina, to Buenos Aires. And let's say I landed at El Aeropuerto. And let's say that I came by your casa. And let's say I took off my hat.
Why were you wearing a hat?
I don't know. I just love that I love a guy who chokes on the easiest word. And I put down my gato, who I took with me on the plane. Meow. And let's just say that... Then you and I went out to, would we go to a club? I'm trying
Conan,
to think. Yes.
Let's go back to premise one. We are not meeting in real life.
Oh, come on. You're going to like me. I have a, here's what I get a lot.
No, but don't meet your idols. What? I'm a rule follower, dude. Sorry.
Well, okay. I do think you will meet me someday and you'll realize it's not such a big deal. Yes. There'll be a moment where you're like, oh my God, it's him. Oh, he's, oh wow. God, he's tall. Oh man, he's so good looking. Look at those cheekbones. They're like carved.
Striking. I'd be like, oh, he's striking.
Yeah. And then you'd go, ooh, his age. Ooh. And then you'd get over that.
Wait, can I first say, such a thigh for sore eyes. I always wanted to say that.
Oh.
So that's what you'd say if he showed up at your doorstep. You'd say, such a sight for sore eyes.
No, I'd say not. Don't meet your idols. I'm a rule follower. Sorry, Conan.
Okay.
Go away.
You
go
away.
Close the, door in his face.
Would you really Sierra La Puerta on my face?
I wouldn't open it. I have a thingy to look. So
it's part of
Sierra La Puerta.
Sierra La Puerta.
Yeah. I'm killing it over here. I don't understand what the problem is.
I'm not opening the door. I'm looking through the little thingy.
What if he's in disguise?
Yeah.
Oh.
What if I'm wearing El Mustache?
Yeah, I think I could still tell.
You do?
Okay.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Listen, I think someday we are going to meet. You are going to get over it. Those rules will crumble. And then we're going to go out. We're going to hit the clubs. I know Argentina.
I don't want to hit the clubs. I'm 37.
What are you talking about?
I'm 20. 17.
I'm much older than 37, and I'm desperate to hit the clubs for the first time. I've never been to the clubs.
Okay, no, I could get you someone to go there with you. I haven't.
You don't like it when the music's pulsing?
What kind of a club is that?
And I don't like crowds.
What kind of a club is that? That's such a bad club.
Jeez.
Well, actually, that's a club that they're still working on, and they're using a hydraulic drill. My club is not finished yet. My club, they're still working on.
I haven't set foot in a club in... Oh.
Oh, what would you like to do with Conan? Years. If you had your way and Conan's there and you can't avoid it, you have to do something with him. What are you going to do?
Yeah, let's get past the whole don't meet your idols. Well, let that go. That's hurting our improv. That's gone.
Okay.
Let's pretend.
Let's yes and.
Okay, yes. If you and I were to meet in Buenos Aires and I took you out for a night to help you find a man, where do you think we would go?
Oh, I would pre-schedule a date. But you can come with me and...
Oh, that's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
And so you'd be looking for a tall man who's older than you.
Older.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think I would be able to help you on this theoretical date?
Oh, I'm hoping. At least it wouldn't be boring.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't want to crush the guy's ego. And so, do you know what I mean? If you go to... It's intimidating enough to meet
Conan, have you met middle-aged white men?
Well, yes, I have. I spent 20 years with a middle-aged white man. I was in his body. What are you talking about?
Do their egos seem, like, fragile?
I know, but you haven't been around white men when they see Conan O'Brien opposite the table. Sometimes they get a little rattled. It happens. So I would want to build him up, yes?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but he might not even this is going to be harder for me than it is for you. I know. He might not even know who you are.
Yes!
I've used that as a filter before.
Silencio! Silencio, Cami! Silencio! Cállate la boca! Cállate la boca, silencio!
Trust me, guys. I've used that as a filter.
You've used whether you know Conan O'Brien or not as a filter?
Oh.
Oh my God, Cammy, yes.
This is your problem.
This is your problem right here. That and the fact that you're wearing a skeletal hand around your neck. No.
And they don't know Conan O'Brien. They don't know the love of my life, Larry David.
Uh-huh. Oh, you like Larry?
The love of your life.
Wait a minute.
Yes, of course.
Would you be willing to meet Larry David?
No, this is my ideal scenario for a date / relationship. He's unwed in this scenario. This is my dream scenario, so I can do whatever.
Wait a minute. You identified yourself as idolizing me, and now within the course of like 3 minutes,
it's Conan, tres minutos,
you toss me over for Larry David?
Conan, it's different to idolize someone than to want to have a long-term relationship with them where you also never meet them.
First of all, I've hung out with Larry David.
He's 76.
He's 76!
Yeah, but he's Larry David, dude.
So Conan O'Brien's a creep because he just turned 60, but
no.
Larry David is 76 and he's all in a bag of chips?
Conan, I see you more like a very, very, very funny person I look up to. And like more of a fatherly figure, but not old enough.
Oh, wow. Oh my God!
Where she sees Larry David. David is a sexy contemporary.
You see me as a father figure, and you see Larry David as a potential lover?
He's 16 years older than you.
He's 16 years older than me. Cammy, Larry David could have legally driven me home from the hospital after I was born. And you're choosing him over me?
You have a point.
Oh, my God.
Point made. You have a point. But I haven't told you guys my dream scenario.
Okay.
Go ahead. I can't wait to hear it. Okay, yeah. Let's hear the dream scenario.
Okay, he's unwed in this dream scenario.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a date, but we keep canceling on each other for all eternity. And that's how we're happily ever after.
Wow. You're a very sick woman, Cammy. Very, very sick woman.
You say?
Yes. No, enfermo. No. Listen, I'm... Cammy, first of all...
What's a marriage with no benefits got on this?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've spent time with Larry David, a lot of time, and he smells like cabbage. He just does. He has sort of a cabbage odor.
We're just canceling on each other over the phone, so...
Okay. He has to be carried around. Did you know that? They use AI for the TV show. He has a large man carrying him everywhere, and he has to be seated at most functions that I've been at with Larry David. I'm telling you, I think you're out of your mind. I think you've
you
gone...
You might... I'm going to take this to therapy on Wednesday.
You're going to what?
She's going to take it to therapy.
I'm going to take this subject to therapy on Wednesday. Okay. You have a point.
Yeah.
Please.
Once again, you have a point.
Talk about this. Well, listen, Cammy. Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff to unpack here. We may meet. Yeah, we may not meet. But I am going to prove to you that I am the better potential mate than Larry David.
I mean, I have
but
to
Conan,
agree with
I
you.
But Conan, I don't want to go after Lisa.
It's Liza.
Liza.
And I shouldn't reveal this, but she walked out on me about 4 years ago.
For Larry David.
Yeah, she's living with Larry David. Apparently, they're all really happy. It's a throuple. I've enjoyed talking.
No, but you need to have a woman in between Liza and...
I've asked her.
Whatever.
I've always wanted a woman in between it.
Oh, what?
Raise the roof!
He's back at the club. No. Oh no!
You're
opening
on her
in 2026
case about the Spice Girls, and this is you're doing Raise the Roof.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh God!
Who let the dogs out? You and I have the same musical taste. Everything begins and ends in 1994.
Cammy. Yeah, sir.
Cammy, it's been
pretty much
lovely talking to you. And don't
it's
be surprised
to you guys.
If someday we do meet. We may meet. And you'll see that meeting your idols is not all it's cracked up to be. Mm. And you'll really learn that if you bump into Larry David.
You're really talking yourself up.
Am I going to meet Sona then, too?
Well, she can't leave the country because she's here illegally. But
that's not true.
Thank you, Cammy. It's not true. You're right. It's not.
Every time I ask to see your papers, you say, I got to go.
Oh. Who has to see papers? What a weird way to ask for it.
Why was she at customs with you, Conan, when you were doing Conan Without Borders?
Yeah. Why wasn't she with me? It's a good get. Are you starting to understand now? No. No, she may not be let back in.
Okay.
But
Conan
anyway, listen, I sponsored her here, and we're waiting for a word from the consulate. Anyway, Cammy, it was very nice to meet you. You're quite the character. You have a sparkling personality, and I wish you all the best. I really do. And I see that you're falling in love with me as we speak.
Oh, no.
Or is that's probably gas. Mm. Got a burp or something.
I don't. No. I'm probably falling in love with the three of you guys.
Oh, you're into that, huh?
I didn't think I was that modern, you know? I didn't think I was that into weird couples of more than two people, but...
No,
you know,
you're such a conservative woman with a skeletized hand around your neck.
Yeah, she wants a couple extra skeleton hands on her necklace.
I don't think I would be the finest conservative, but let's in this regard,
Well, as they say in Argentina, Buenos Aires.
Argentina. Still trying.
Yeah. Well, how do you say farewell? Do you just say adios? How do you like to say it?
We say ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Or goodbye. Well, ciao. We say ciao.
Can you handle that one?
No, I'm having to goodbye. I don't know how to do that. All right. Well, Cammie, nice. Very nice to talk to you. And
we love to do the we'll talk and then we'll never talk. We love that one. Mm-hmm. So we say hablamos, nos vemos, or like we'll see each other.
Hablamos. Yeah. Hablamos.
Hablamos,
you know, yeah, exactly, like that. Yeah. And then we never talk to each other again. All right, take care. Mm-hmm. God bless.
You too, guys. Please keep doing the podcast for all eternity.
Well, it's a tough
start. I'll listen to it with Larry.
All right, Cammie.
Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.